There's a lot of talk these days about lesser evil voting and choosing the candidate who's most likely to get elected but inflict the least amount of harm. And I'm wondering, isn't a vote for the lesser evil, whoever it may be, just a vote to perpetuate the two-party system that's led us down the road we're on today?
Well, you know, maybe half the population abstains. I mean, are they changing the system? No, they're not having no effect. Lesser evil, there's a lot of confusion about lesser evil voting. The point is really trivial. It's a point of logic, simple logic. If you happen to be in a swing state, let's say you have to make a decision who you think is the worst candidate, okay? Okay, suppose you've decided you think Trump is the worst candidate. Same if you think Clinton's the worst candidate. But let's say you suppose Trump's the worst candidate. You have a very simple choice. Am I going to vote for Trump or am I going to vote against Trump? And if you don't vote, you're voting for Trump. And if you vote for a third party, you're voting for Trump. That's arithmetic, and you can't argue with arithmetic. If you take one vote away from, say, Clinton, it's equivalent to adding one vote to Trump. So one thing we can't argue about is arithmetic, okay? So that much is clear. What you can say is not clear is who's the worst candidate, okay? That you can debate. I frankly don't think it's much of a debate, but you can decide. But those are two separate issues. And in all of this furor about lesser evil voting, all the articles you read, you'll notice they're constantly confused. If you separate them, it's all straightforward. You find who's the worst candidate, you decide whether you want to vote for them. And in a swing state, voting, say, for a third party is voting for the worst evil. That's logic. Can't handle that. About not supporting the two-party system, by abstaining, you're not changing the two-party system. You could be changing it by working to develop, first of all, for working within it, like the Sanders movement, to try to change and modify it, which can be done. And in fact, already was done, even by the Sanders movement. The current Democratic program is probably the most progressive in decades since the New Deal. It won't be enacted unless there's pressure, but that's what political action is. The other possibility is actually developing a third party. And developing a third party doesn't mean just showing up every 4 years and running somebody for president. That doesn't do anything. What you have to do is constant activism, starting at a local level. You know, elect people to school boards, town councils, state legislators, all the time, you know. That way you can develop the basis for a third party. Now, in our political system, which we inherited from England, there's a barrier against third parties. We inherited a first-past-the-post system. Countries with proportional representation, there's many more opportunities to develop independent parties. So one option is to move towards a proportional representation system. Another option is to use the mechanisms that are within the two-party system that allow for the development of independent parties, like fusion candidates. So the Working People's Party in New York, you can vote for them, and that helps build the party. But the votes go to usually the Democrats. Okay, that's a way of working within the system. But the possibilities are work to develop a meaningful third party, work to change the existing parties, but just staying away from it doesn't help. Half the population does that anyway. Actually, it's an interesting half the population. There's a very interesting study, revealing study, about early Reagan years, early 80s, by Walter Dean Burnham. He's a very good scholar who studies electoral politics. He did, as far as I know, the only study of the non-voters, asking what their socioeconomic profiles were. That was a pretty interesting result. It turned out to be pretty similar to the people in Europe who vote for social democratic or labor-based parties. Here, they just don't vote. Now, that tells you something, something significant. Incidentally, that wouldn't be true today because the social democratic and labor-based parties in Europe have collapsed.